Hello, this is a meditation for the Ascension of Baha'u'llah, created by Gail Lash. So be comfortable and sit back in your chair. Close your eyes and breathe in the light of guidance, the grace of God. Settle into your being and open your heart. The date is May 29th. 1892, just after 2 in the morning. You and all the followers in this room are traveling together on a sacred journey to see the blessed beauty, Baha'u'llah. You have heard that he is ill, and you are rushing to see him. You ride from Akka to Baji on your steed as fast as you can. The night is graced by a slivered moon, rising just above the horizon. The wind blows in your hair, stinging your cheeks where tears are falling. You wonder if you will reach this blessed spot in time. Your heart begins to break and calls out in longing to see your adored one. Silently and rhythmically, the clipping of the horse's hooves beat on the hard ground. The miles pass in what seems like an instant, and before you rises the great grounds of Baji. You rein your horses at the arched blue gate, clearly anxious with anticipation. What will you find? Is your heart's desire still attainable? You hurry around the building, the stones crunching beneath your feet, crying out like your pain of separation. The entranceway looms before you, a great, tall, metal door painted in the most beautiful, calming blue color. It soothes your soul. You know the Holy One inside is waiting for you. You stop to read the dedication inscribed over the lintel by Udi Kumar when the mansion was completed in 1870. Greetings and salutations rest upon this mansion, which increaseth in splendor through the passage of time. Manifold wonders and marvels are found therein, and pens are baffled in attempting to describe them. Little did the owner consciously know of the exalted personage that would inhabit these walls from 1870 until now. Your hand presses against the cool, wavy metal, and the door gives way to your touch, opening to reveal a flight of white marble stairs before you. You slip off your shoes in humbleness and begin to ascend, the cool stone greeting you, and yet portraying a great sorrow to come. Your hand balances against the white stucco walls, adorned with delicate blue stenciling in an arching pattern. You reach the top floor and turn right into the great central hall with its 19-foot clerestory. A few stars twinkle their light into the candlelit space. Many rooms open through the archways around its perimeter. But your eyes follow the invisible light, glowing from the southeastern corner, in the room at the far end to your left. Your feet, so eager to arrive, are now weighted like iron to the smooth tile floor. You slowly and cautiously walk toward this holy essence, your heart throbbing with wonder and awe. You arrive at the doorway and peer in, seeking audience. The room is large and white with blue stenciling around the windows. White curtains gently billow in the warm breeze. At the far wall, in the corner, lay the ancient mystery, the Blessed Beauty himself, on a bed of white linen. His slippers grace the floor next to a small round table with a single lit oil lantern. The face of him on whom you gaze, you can never forget, though it cannot be described. The piercing eyes seem to read your soul. Power and authority sit on that ample brow, while the deep lines on the forehead and face imply an age which the jet black hair and beard flowing down in indistinguishable luxuriance almost to the waist seem to belie. No need to ask in whose presence you stand. You approach, squeezing in with all your fellow travelers, all bowing before the blessed face that gazes out at you. You fall to your knees, and your forehead touches the fine Persian carpet. Its colorful threads and intricate design lovingly supporting you. It smells like roses. As you breathe in this essence, your heart and head begin to spin. What will happen when the blessed beauty is not with us? You think. And as if to answer, you hear Baha'u'llah speak these words. O thou who art the ruler of earth and heaven, and the author of all names, thou hearest the voice of my lamentation, from which the fortress town of Akka ascendeth towards thee, and beholdest how my captive friends have fallen unto their hands of the workers of iniquity. We render thee thanks, O our Lord, for all the troubles which have touched us in thy path. Oh, that the span of my earthly life could be so extended as to embrace the lives of the former and the latter generations, or could even be so lengthened that no man on the face of the earth could measure it, and be afflicted every day and every moment with a fresh tribulation for love of thee and for thy pleasure's sake? Thou well knowest, however, O my God, that my wish is wholly dissolved in thy wish, and that thou hast irrevocably decreed that my soul should ascend unto the loftiest mansions of thy kingdom, and pass into the presence of my all-glorious companion. Hasten by thy grace and bounty my passing, O my Lord, and pour forth unto all them that are dear to thee what will preserve them from fear and trembling after me. Powerful art thou to do whatsoever may please thee. No God is there except thee, the all-glorious, the all-wise. Thou seest, O my Lord, how thy servants have left their homes in their longing to meet thee, and how they have been hindered by the ungodly from looking upon thy face, and from circumambulating the sanctuary of thy grandeur. Pour out thy steadfastness, and send down thy calm upon them, O my Lord. Thou art in truth the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate. Upon hearing these words, Janab Emirza Ismail, a believer present in the room, begins to weep, and tears flow from his face. He is overcome with feelings of grief and sorrow. At this moment, the Blessed Perfection bids him come close, and Janab obeys. You watch with amazement and humility as, using a handkerchief which is in his hand, Baha'u'llah wipes the tears from Janab's cheeks. As he does so, the words of Isaiah 25:8, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, involuntarily comes to your mind. The radiance in the room now expands. All hearts are open. The love that pours off his face is palpable, and your heart begins to sing. You are so loved. You feel the grandeur and the love of the Almighty washing through your bones. The clock strikes 3. Suddenly the light bursts forth and you hear him say, "Goodbye and may God protect you." You realize that the earthly light has been quenched and the heavenly light shines in full splendor. His body of 74 years passes away and you see his soul rise in all the colors of the rainbow, radiant and resplendent into the Abha kingdom. The songs of the angels fill the room and you are at peace. His sacred charge to all humanity rings in your ears. This is the day in which God's most excellent favors have been poured out upon men, the day in which his most mighty grace hath been infused in all created things. It is incumbent upon all the peoples of the world to reconcile their differences and with perfect unity and peace abide beneath the shadow of the tree of his care and loving kindness. It behooveth them to cleave to whatsoever will in this day be conducive to the exaltation of their stations and to the promotion of their best interests. Beseech you, the one true God, to grant that all men may graciously be assisted to fulfill that which is acceptable in our sight. Soon will the present day order be rolled up and a new one spread out in its stead. Verily thy Lord speaketh the truth and is the knower of things unseen. You realize that you have witnessed the greatest act on earth and in the heavens, the ascension of the Blessed Father, the most exalted and Lord of all names. Your heart is filled with both sadness and great joy. You know that he walks with you, now and always. Through the open windows, you feel the cool breezes of a new dawn arise and greet you. Your body, too, is glowing with the light of his radiance, and these hidden words come to you. O Son of Spirit, possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart, that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. Silently, you and your fellow travelers circle round to honor him by reading this tablet of visitation. You stand and turn toward his face as one among you reads. The praise which the praise which hath dawned from thy most august self, and the glory which hath shone forth from thy most effulgent beauty, rest upon thee, O thou who art the manifestation of grandeur and the King of eternity, and the Lord of all who are in heaven and on earth. I testify that through thee the sovereignty of God and his dominion and the majesty of God and his grandeur were revealed, and the day stars of ancient splendor have shed their radiance in the heaven of thine irrevocable decree, and the beauty of the unseen has shone forth from above the horizon of creation. I testify, moreover, that with but a movement of thy pen, thine injunction, "Be thou," hath been enforced, and God's hidden secret hath been divulged, and all created things have been called into being, and all the revelations have been sent down. I bear witness, moreover, that through thy beauty, the beauty of the adored one hath been unveiled, and through thy face, the face of the desired one has shone forth, and that through a word from thee, thou hast decided between all created things, caused them who are devoted to thee to ascend unto the summit of glory, and the infidels to fall into the lowest abyss. I bear witness that he who hath known thee hath known God, and he who hath attained unto thy presence hath attained unto the presence of God. Great, therefore, is the blessedness of him who hath believed in thee and in thy signs, and hath humbled himself before thy sovereignty, and hath been honored with meeting thee, and hath attained the good pleasure of thy will, and circled around thee, and stood before thy throne. Woe betide him that hath transgressed against thee, and hath denied thee, and repudiated thy signs, and gainsaid all thy sovereignty, and risen up against thee, and waxed proud before thy face, and hath disputed thy testimonies, and fled from thy rule and thy dominion, and been numbered with the infidels whose names have been inscribed by the fingers of thy behest upon thy holy tablets. Waft then unto me, O my God and my beloved, from the right hand of thy mercy and thy loving kindness, the holy breaths of thy favors, that they may draw me away from myself and from the world unto the courts of thy nearness and thy presence. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Thou truly hast been supreme over all things. The remembrance of God and his praise and the glory of God and his splendor rest upon thee, O thou who art his beauty. I bear witness that the eye of creation hath never gazed upon one wronged like thee. Thou wast immersed all the days of thy life beneath an ocean of tribulations. At one time thou wast in chains and fetters. At another thou wast threatened by the sword of thine enemies. Yet despite all this, thou didst enjoin upon all men to observe what hath been prescribed unto thee by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise. May my spirit be a sacrifice to the wrongs thou didst suffer, and my soul be a ransom for the adversaries thou didst sustain. I beseech thee, God, by thee and by them whose faces have been illumined with the splendors of the light of thy countenance, and who, for the love of thee, hath observed all whereunto they were bidden, to remove the veils that have come in between thee and thy creatures, and to supply me with the good of this world and the world to come. Thou art in truth the Almighty, the Most Exalted, the All-Glorious, the Ever-Forgiving, the Most Compassionate. Bless thou, O Lord my God, the divine lote tree and its leaves, and its boughs, and its branches, and its stems, and its offshoots, as long as thy most excellent titles will endure, and thy most august attributes will last. Protect it, then, from the mischief of the aggressor and the hosts of tyranny. Thou art in truth the Almighty, the Most Powerful. Bless thou also, O Lord my God, thy servants and thy handmaidens who have attained unto thee. Thou truly art the All-Bountiful, whose grace is infinite. No God is there save thee, the Ever-Forgiving, the Most Generous. Bring your awareness now back to this room, back from that ancient time, to your chair, and to the present time today. Be in gratitude that you have witnessed this in your heart. It is there forever for you to access and to be. Namaste, and many blessings to you.